Matt Armstrong is program coordinator for Historic Ketchikan. The nonprofit organization promotes economic development through historic preservation and heritage tourism. Armstrong says the group produces the downtown walking map, the publication Our Town, and historic signage. He says they are working to update and add signs.
Because there's, you know, a lot of history in this town that just, you know, we might be underrepresented or just, you know, not known about right now. So that's one of our projects, is trying to expand our signage program and also, you know, maintain the signs that we do have, organize, you know, beautification efforts, stuff like that, just to keep, you know, keep up with appearances, because, you know, these signs are some of the first things that people in people coming to Ketchikan will see.
Armstrong says Historic Ketchikan also leads local efforts to get areas listed in the National Register of Historic Places.
And we actually had some recent success with that. We haven't really told anyone about this yet, but the downtown Ketchikan is now a National Historic District as of a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He says there are some misconceptions of what a listing means. He says it's not restrictive as long as federal dollars are not attached to a project.
If you're in a historic building and want to renovate it for, you know, to make it an art gallery, as long as you're not going to, you know, the federal government and asking for and using, you know, federal money, you can do that.
Armstrong says there are benefits in the form of tax credits for improvement projects. Currently, Ketchikan has three National Historic Districts: Stedman Thomas, Creek Street, and now downtown. Armstrong says Historic Ketchikan has completed a revitalization plan for Hopkins Alley. If supported by property owners, the organization will work toward establishing it as a National Historic District as well. Armstrong says they are also working to secure a lease for the Yates Building.
The Yates Building is downtown on Mission Street. It used to be the Seaman Center. It used to have the, you know, Chamber of Commerce offices. It was a sportsman's magazine in the 50s, I believe, and is actually the first hospital in Ketchikan. And for a time, it was the only hospital between Juneau and Seattle.
The building is owned by the Episcopal Diocese. He says once a lease is in place, Historic Ketchikan can start fundraising and writing grants to complete restoration. Armstrong says as a nonprofit, Historic Ketchikan is working to expand its membership base and to get more volunteers.
If somebody's, you know, very good with fundraising or, you know, writing newsletters, or if you just like to do a bunch of manual labor, we have a base building that needs cleaned out. So
Historic Ketchikan also is working to continue development of the waterfront boardwalk and promenade. Armstrong says the organization offers advice and assistance to anyone doing an historic preservation project.